There's a lot in the line of fire on Capitol Hill these days, including Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan.
I am deeply disappointed, and I apologize for the misconduct of these employees and the distraction that it has caused.
That's Sullivan testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee. He was called to explain what was going on in the agency after allegations of agents holding parties with prostitutes at a hotel in Columbia in advance of a presidential visit surfaced. He insists it was an isolated event, not an alarm bell suggesting larger problems within the Secret Service. But the hearings and Sullivan being called on the carpet and facing some very serious questions is just one of the stories on Capitol Hill. Senator Corker also called for a hearing into the J.P. Morgan Chase loss of $2 billion in a derivatives trade. And as you just heard in the headlines, Congress is considering hearings into the Facebook IPO. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is with us now. Todd, welcome back.
Hi, John.
First of all, these two targets of the financial industry, the J.P. Morgan hearings and the consideration of a possible investigation into what happened in advance to Facebook's IPO. What do you make of all this?
Well, J.P. Morgan hearings have started, as a matter of fact. The head of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the head of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission testified the other 2 days ago in the first of a series of hearings that are expected in the Senate Banking Committee and possibly over in House Financial Services. Now, the interesting thing to most people is the fact that these hearings will culminate in a couple of weeks. We don't know exactly when yet. Will culminate in the testimony of one Jamie Dimon, right, CEO and chairman of J.P. Morgan, over that loss that you mentioned. What's at stake at that hearing, we have Dodd-Frank, the Wall Street regulations that were enacted by Congress, signed by the president in the wake of the financial collapse. What people want to know, you know, the Dodd-Frank regulations, the regulations that actually make the law work, are not finished yet.
They're being written, and in fact, Jamie Dimon has lobbied explicitly against those regulations even as we speak.
He's not the only one. Would the regulations that are being contemplated now on the Volcker Rule have prevented the trade that J.P. Morgan undertook, the series of trades that resulted in this loss? A lot of people say no, it would have been fine anyway. There's really nothing the government should be doing about this. Other people, including Senator Carl Levin, who's one of the authors of the Volcker Rule in Congress, say it absolutely would have been. The SEC and Treasury need strong regulations, and they can prevent losses like this because it would have been a proprietary trade that would have been unallowable under the spirit of the law. And that's the debate right now. John, you mentioned Facebook. I'll mention it briefly. The same committee, Senate Banking Committee, chaired by Tim Johnson, senator from South Dakota, have interviews going on with what they call stakeholders. These are people with basically money on the table, not to mention the exchanges themselves, to see if a formal committee investigation of the Facebook IPO will be needed. They're conducting interviews now with some of the banks and some of the underwriters on Wall Street.
Well, it's interesting. There are a lot of people out there who have been burned, and I suspect are telling Congress, hey, we're mad as hell here, including people like Knight Capital who were in the sort of initial round there at Facebook but may not have been told the information that people within Morgan Stanley knew.
Withholding of information is exactly the issue, and you can see why. This wasn't a stellar IPO that made a whole bunch of people a whole lot of money the way people thought it would, since Facebook is such a household name and is so popular. The price of that stock has plummeted, double-digit percentage points.
Nearly 20%.
Yeah.
So, Facebook is a household name, which may be part of the motivation in the sense that these would be very high-profile hearings. Are senators motivated by a sense of redress here, or are they trying to get in the limelight?
It seems like limelight. Now, in the case of the Volcker Rule and J.P. Morgan, they want to pressure regulators to get – Democrats especially want to pressure regulators to get tougher. They haven't written those regs yet. They're writing them now. They're saying, see – J.P. Morgan means you guys have to do the tougher version of these Volcker Rule regs, not the weaker version. Otherwise, it seems like limelight. Look, nobody's passing a law
right
in this election year about this stuff. Not going to happen. This is about limelight. This is about attention, but also pressuring those regulators to get tougher.
All right. So an opportunity for tougher regulations on the J.P. Morgan side, an opportunity for headlines on the Facebook side. But as far as the Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan is concerned, there's definitely redress on the minds of some senators. You were at the hearing yesterday.
I was, and you heard Sullivan in the cut there saying he was sorry for what happened at the Secret Service. Now, here was the twist, a Washington Post story before Sullivan headed into these hearings. Incidentally, his first public testimony, his first public comments at all on the Secret Service prostitution scandal, which has now grown outside of questions about a scandal in Columbia to culture at the Secret Service. And that was the point. A Washington Post story that was timed to come out on the eve of these hearings say that four of eight Secret Service employees, John, who were forced out of the agency because of that night in Cartagena, four of them are fighting their dismissal, saying essentially this was condoned by the agency,
right?
Not officially. This was condoned. We didn't really think we were doing anything wrong, and we're being scapegoated for behavior that's pretty common. Now, Susan Collins, a senator from Maine, basically said to
let's hear that exchange because we actually have that exchange, and I want you to decipher it for us.
What actions would you take to address this problem that you are not taking now? How would you change the culture of an agency?
You know, Senator, I'm hoping I can convince you that it isn't a cultural issue.
I know.
How did he do, Sullivan?
He didn't do very well convincing Collins and Senator Joe Lieberman, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, that these incidents were isolated. Here's part of the reason why. Homeland Security Inspector General issued a report as well, saying that in the last 5 years, there have been 64 instances of sexual impropriety on the part of agents. Now, not all of these are prostitution and actual sexual activity. Some of them involve workplace stuff, inappropriate emails and such. But there are other allegations of sexual impropriety of agents while on trips, including the 2002 Olympics, when several agents were sent home after being caught drinking with underage girls.
So
that was part of it.
A lot to deal with there. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent on the Secret Service hearings, the J.P. Morgan hearings, and the possible hearings on the Facebook IPO.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.